finally, I'm going to offer you what I believe is an actual cure for fear. 8 powerful tools that will truly change your life if you apply them on a consistent basis. You know, I believe that fear is the primary limiter of human greatness. If you look around the world and you look at people playing at much less than their highest human potential, and you ask yourself why, it can be stated in one word: fear. Fear keeps us small. Fear prevents us from doing our dreams. Fear prevents us from living our authentic lives. Fear prevents us from opening our hearts to love and all the richness that our lives are meant to be. And the sad thing is that most of our fears are not real. They're pure fantasies. They're mental constructs. They're almost hallucinations or stories that we tell ourselves as to the way the world works, but they're not based on truth. And another thing I have to mention is that the very fact that we are human means that we have fear. I've yet to meet the perfect human being, and I've yet to meet a human being who has no fear. In my own life, what I've realized is when I go through some fears that have been limiting me, and I get that growth, so they no longer hold any power over me, life sends me my next series of fears to deal with. The top of one mountain is always the bottom of the next. And when you get to the top of a great mountain, what do you see? Other peaks to scale. So that is in many ways this growth school that we call life. It's a constant exercise of looking at your fears, moving through your fears with the tools that I'm going to share with you, and then dealing with your next series of fears. One of the greatest fears that I've struggled with has actually been a fear of public speaking. And that might surprise you, given that that's how I spend so much of my days. But I still remember when I was in university, and especially when I was in law school, I actually structured my entire law school curriculum so as to avoid getting up on my feet and giving a speech. And that fear kept me small. And it really was a story that I told myself. If I get up and share what I have to say, perhaps I'll fail. Or perhaps people won't like what I have to say. Or perhaps I'll look foolish. We see the world not as it is. We see the world as we are. And that kind of chatter that was going on within me was a reflection of my fears. The fact of the matter was, I was a good speaker. And it wasn't until I reached a point in my life where I said, I've had enough, and I'm going to deal with this fear. And the big idea is really this: what you resist will persist, but what you befriend, you will transcend. And the day I decided to befriend my fear and get to know my fear and stand in my fear was the day I began to let go of my fear of public speaking. It makes me think of a story. There was a wise master, and one day he was visiting a very special temple in a place very far away. And as he approached this temple, he saw these dogs, these ferocious dogs with these chains, and they were barking, and he could see their teeth, and they were foaming at the mouth, and it was a very frightening sight. And the person that the master was walking with said, "Don't worry, these dogs are on chains, they can't harm you, but I know they look scary." So the master continued walking, and he walked past the barking dogs into the temple. And then he turned around and he couldn't believe what he saw. Both of the dogs broke free of their chains and the dogs started running directly towards the master. Well, rather than running away, what the master did was very interesting. He actually started running directly towards the dogs. And they were running towards him, and then they see the master running directly towards them. The dogs didn't know what to do. They were surprised. And what did they do? They actually turned around and ran away. And I think that's a powerful metaphor for how to handle fear. See, if we run away from our fears, if I ran away from my fear of public speaking, even to this day, it would own me. I would be so limited in my life. But the day I decided to run towards my fear, I actually began to transcend my fear. And that's been one of the key strategies that I've noticed in so many of the CEOs and wildly successful entrepreneurs that I've worked with as a success coach. They feel their fears and they still run towards them because we all have fears. Courage in so many ways is not an absence of fear. Courage in so many ways is feeling the fear and paying attention to the fear and then still doing the thing that you're frightened to do. I think that's one of the best ways to live your biggest life. Aside from my fear of public speaking, let me give you another example of how fear can play out in our lives. How about the entrepreneur who says he or she doesn't want to take their business to the next level because they think it might fail if they take that risk? Behind that thinking is fear. Fear of failure. Fear of not being good enough,